Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, if you are using Reels on Instagram, their editor is actually getting really, really good. It's impressive what they're doing. Also, something we can now schedule on Instagram we've never been able to schedule before. And if you are using Instagram Shop, a really innovative feature that I think could dramatically increase sales, we'll get into all that and more. My name is Jerry Potter, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a production of Social Media Examiner. We break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Today, I am joined by the lovely Chelsea Peitz. Chelsea teaches sales professionals how to leverage social media and technology to build a powerful personal brand and develop content that generates real leads. She's also host of the Voice of Social Sales podcast and author of the book, Talking in Pictures. Welcome to the show, Chelsea.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Once again, we're going to rock and roll with all the updates that Instagram is keeping us busy with.
Yeah. So Instagram, this makes me a little nervous, but it's almost like they're becoming a video editing app, at least for Reels, because they keep adding new features. So what are some of these?
Yes. Well, this one I'm very excited about. This is one of those finally features, a la Adam Mosseri, who's saying it's a finally feature. I feel like this should have come out a long time ago. And so if you have been creating Reels and you've been using a third-party app because you want to split your clip or you want to replace a little clip of the video without messing the whole thing up, which I can tell you from firsthand experience drives me nuts and takes an hour to end up realigning all of the audio. They're going to roll out some new editing features. And I don't know if they've given us a date yet. They're testing it and have rolled it out in other countries, but you are going to be able to split single clips. You're going to be able to swap out little individual clips. And like I said, you won't have to reorder them. Oh my gosh, why didn't we think of this before? Because every time I add something new, I have to then go and reorder it.
Because it goes to the end, right?
Right. It's just going to slip it right in. Nothing else is going to change. So editing is going to get more robust and a whole lot easier inside of the Reels interface, which it is far ready. We've been ready for this. We need it. TikTok already has been using it and I'm excited.
It makes me nervous just because Instagram can be buggy at times. And so we're kind of getting into like more serious territory of video editing here. But I will say, I mean, I was one of those people who I was like, I'm never going to edit a video on my phone. Like, that's crazy. But you think once upon a time when people are like, people aren't going to look at websites on our phones. And so I think it's becoming more and more normal with all of these different apps. So it is kind of neat to see them putting it in there natively. So, all right. Also, lots of other Instagram updates we have to get into today, but I just wanted to see if you heard about what's coming this summer. Earlier this week, we announced our social media marketing workshops are back. This is 14 in-depth sessions, and you can learn how to take your marketing game to the next level from some of the biggest experts in the world. 2 weeks of live interactive training, and they'll share their secrets to success on Instagram, of course, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn, all covered. And you can get your all-access ticket today, right now. Just go to socialmediaexaminer.com/WS23 for workshops. So socialmediaexaminer.com/WS23. So one of the big opportunities over the last several months on Instagram has been collaborating. And now more and more of that, they're adding more tools for this. And this does excite me because it's just an incredible way for brands to leverage each other or brands to leverage influencers. So what are some of these updates that they're rolling out with this?
Well, they've changed a little bit of the language, if you will. It's still going to be basically branding and ads and collaborations. What I do like about this, it's going to definitely benefit the brands, the companies that are wanting to collaborate with their user-generated content, their users, their influencers. What's interesting about this is it's now allowing them to be able to expand the content that they are able to leverage as one of those partnership posts. So if they are mentioned, if they are people tagged, versus just having to click on that paid partnership and go through that process. So it opens up much more content. So for example, if we're going to tag or mention those brands, they would have to then ask us permission, but we could essentially have that be as part of the partnership. So it's going to make it a lot easier. I believe also that inside of the ads manager, you're going to be able to create these partnership ads without having to have a post, like an original post already to work off of. So it's going to make it a little bit easier for these brands to create more partnerships and then also promote them in a variety of ways and formats.
Well, and one of the things that's neat, and I've seen this happening in other platforms, and it's neat to kind of see it becoming easier on Instagram, is the ability for somebody to make a piece of content about something and then the brand to be able to contact them and say, hey, we want to put some money behind your piece of content and we'll pay you and you make some money and we make some money. And it's just, you know, the more seamless it is as opposed to, all right, what's your PayPal and we'll make sure you get paid. And it's just, it removes a lot of that, which I think is neat. And then one of the big updates here from the last, you know, little bit here has been these broadcast channels on Instagram. And at first I was like, what a weird name. And now I get it because it really is kind of a one-way channel, which so broadcast yes. makes sense. But, you know, they've been out for a bit, but they recently announced kind of some new features that you can use with them. So what do we have with broadcast channels now?
Yes, a lot of confusion around broadcast channels. They call it the one to many. So it's one main person who is going to post content in this private group message that people are able to consume, but not necessarily chat with the person. So it's not really a group chat. It is more of group messaging. It's one to many, hence the name broadcast. And I am in a few of them myself, and I like getting those updates. I recently also was aware that Zuckerberg and Mosseri tested out their brand new feature of inviting guests into the broadcast channel. So at this time, you can invite a guest to basically be a collaborator, just like we're doing here. And I've never actually participated as a guest yet, but I am a participant in several of the broadcast channels. And I think for the right type of content and the right type of creator, it's a really smart idea.
Do you know if it's like permanent guest or is it a, I mean, you add them and they're there as long as you want? Like, I'm just wondering if it could be used even in a collaborative way.
My assumption, and so I'm not sure, I don't know if this is it.
It's new, yeah.
That it would be something where you can add someone and then also remove them. Because I'm thinking of sort of like admins, either in Facebook groups or Facebook pages, how you can add someone, but also, you know, remove them. And possibly there's even different settings on what the person can or can't do, at least maybe not now, but maybe in the future they'll do that. One other thing that they're offering inside of these broadcast channels is polls. And I do like that because I'm in Adam Mosseri's for Instagram, and I really enjoy that he polls the audience on what we want him to talk about. And all the things that I want him to talk about seem to be not the things that anybody else wants him to talk about. They're always voting and it shows you. I'm like, oh, 10%. Well, we're not going to get that.
It's not at the top of the list. Yeah.
Yeah,
no, exactly. The polls are great. And when they first announced this, you know, invite a guest, I don't know if you saw this, but I watched Zuckerberg's channel. That was the first one that they obviously that came out. And Adam Mosseri was invited as the guest. And then do you remember, it's been years since I've watched like a traditional TV newscast, but do you remember at the end of the news where the co-anchors would sort of have this weird, awkward conversation with each other to fill time? Like, so yes. What's your weekend like? Oh, I don't know, Barbara, I think it's going to be fantastic. You know, it was that kind of thing. And that's what it felt like, even though it was typed, you know, and I was trying to decide, like, did they actually script this out or did they just not talk or there's no chemistry there or what?
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, it's evolving. You know, we're all learning how to use it.
Yeah, and it demonstrated it well. And that's what I wondered, if it could be kind of a permanent thing. It would obviously be attached to one profile, but so many of us work with the same people on different topics. And so I wonder if there could kind of be an ongoing thread in that way. So it'll be interesting to see how people innovate with all of them.
I think so, because direct messages is their number one area of the platform that they're focusing on. I think even more so than Reels.
And then a big announcement, one of the hardest things for marketers and agencies has been for years where it's like, stories are really good. We should do stories. And so you go and you ask your client to post stories and they're like, we don't have time. We're running a business. And they had to be posted in real time, but it's not here yet. But there's going to be a way to directly schedule Instagram stories.
There is going to be a way to directly, and we do mean directly. We don't mean that you can schedule them inside of your third-party app and then get a push notification and still have to go in and actually posted. This is going to be just like a regular post. So yay, everybody can get excited. You are going to be able to set up and schedule stories and not have to worry about going back into that third-party app and actually doing any additional work. So it is going to work just like scheduling a post. Now, I did read that they are limiting the number of posts. And I believe if I read correctly, it's not the number of stories posted in a 24-hour period. It is the number of any kind of posts that an account might be using. It's 25 in a 24-hour period.
So in other words, if you put up a reel as well, then you'd have 24 stories you could post theoretically.
Right.
That's a pretty high number.
Yeah, I think that's a high number. Yeah, I think you'll be fine.
And I follow you and you post a lot of stories. So if you say it's a high number, then you know that's definitely a high number then. Yeah, that'll definitely be a big time saver, which is great. And then for anyone using Instagram shops, a couple of important updates to know about, one of which I think is really cool and could dramatically increase sales. But first, kind of for anyone that's already using Instagram shops, something that you should know about, Chelsea, fill us in on this.
Yes. So if you have not set up or enabled your product tagging, well, guess what? They're cracking down and you won't be able to actually tag any of your products, which is definitely going to impact your bottom line. So yes, you are going to have to enable that. You're going to have to follow all the rules so that you can make sure that your products are shoppable and people can see them and see them in other people's posts. And I'm going to let you talk about the one that you're so jazzed about. We're really excited about this one piece of shops. You know, the funny thing is I don't shop as much in Instagram shops, but I have started shopping more often through it. So I haven't shopped as much through that, but it's really, really interesting to know what they're going to do next. So I'll let you share that.
Okay, fine. Yeah. And if we go back to our TV news analogy, it's like, yeah, sorry, you're going to crack down. In lighter news, this new feature they're rolling out is essentially if you have customers who create user-generated content around your product, you're going to be able to essentially add it to your shop is the way that I am interpreting this. And so I guess we kind of have this on Amazon. You go and you look at a product on Amazon, you go down to the reviews, and then people have posted videos about it and things like that. And so you'll be able to do that in your Instagram shop. And so I think from a marketing standpoint, obviously it's great social proof, but it could also be a lot of ways to overcome objections, you know, where it's like, yeah, it's this and this and this. And somebody goes, oh, well, that won't work for me. And then they see somebody like them that it works for and things like that. And so it's still Instagram and it's still on a small screen. So it's not like there's going to be 50, but anything that you can do to kind of spice up those sales, I think will be really, really cool. And another update, what did you say Adam Mosseri calls these finally news or finally features?
Like finally, we've been waiting for this. Where has it been? It took this long. Finally features.
Yes. And this one is now you can comment on Instagram with a GIF here in 2023. Wow.
Listen, you know, I love a GIF.
I know. Yeah.
I love anything that is animated and joy filled. And I love a GIF or GIF. I'm sorry, somebody I know will come for us in the comments. But I will say too, there's a couple of creative ways to do this. On one hand, I'm kind of like, oh, I know, but it's such an easy way out. It's kind of like just dropping a like or the hard eye emojis. And it's so, so, so important to be having conversations with the people in your comments. Yeah. But always sometimes you've just got to use the visual and I love it. Now, the other thing is too, is if you have your branded GIFs that you've created, and if you go through Giphy and you can get them approved, you can have those in the Instagram GIF menu, and you could potentially even use some of the ones that you've made or that might represent your brand too.
And that's the thing that I love because I have one of those and I've made some, not as many as I've thought, like, oh, someday I'm going to have a whole library. I have three that never seem appropriate is basically what I'm sitting with right now. But when this was announced, it was like, oh yeah. And, you know, Adam Mosseri even kind of said, yeah, we finally have GIFs, you know, like we know it, you know, should have been here before, but there were some people that were really angry about it.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked. And I reached out and I talked to a few of them. And apparently the people they're connected with use lots of sparkly glitter GIFs as opposed to memes and things like that. So I think it's whoever you're connected with is how you feel about GIFs. You know, it's the quality of the GIFs that you see maybe.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, all right. Some things that they're testing, and these could be interesting as well. You know, it's like we almost can't get an update without some sort of AI in it. And so Instagram is testing something else with AI now. Fill us in on exactly what that is.
They are testing the ability for any user to create your own AI sticker. Now, this isn't like your avatar. It's not necessarily you, but you can literally just like ChatGPT type in words and it will create a sticker for you. Now, I think that's really fun and cool. I have not seen it in action. This is clearly the stepping stones to getting a larger user base at scale to experience AI. And I'm going to read some words that Mark Zuckerberg said. He wanted to introduce AI to billions of users in useful and meaningful ways. And what better than having them create an AI sticker?
Yeah, well, I like it because there are times that, you know, if you use stickers actively in your Instagram stories, for example, I was in Florida this week speaking at a conference and I forgot what humidity feels like. So I was like, I felt like I was suffocating. Fortunately, there were plenty of humidity stickers, but sometimes, you know, there wouldn't be something. So it seems like almost any word you typed in, they would turn it into something.
Yes.
That then you could add to it and perhaps even your company name or your brand name or something that your audience can identify with. So that'll be interesting. The other thing they're testing right now is more music on Instagram. And I think for people who use Instagram silently, as I know some do, it's their time to look at photos and, you know, they have the sound off all the time. This may not be good news, but what is this new music thing that they're testing?
Okay, so I don't know if this is going to be the case. So I don't, when you said that they're silently consuming, yes. So far, Instagram is a default sound off environment, which I love. And I don't know if this is going to be something where you're going to have to turn it on. It is going to add music to carousel posts. So those are the swipeable multi-image or multi-video posts. Now, when I read about it, it said when you swipe, you'll be able to listen to the whole length of the song. So instead of just a little clip where you have it on the photo now, because they do have the ability for you to add music to a photo, the carousel post, it is going to have one song. And then as long as it takes you to swipe through, I don't know if it's the swiping is going to activate the noise or not.
Okay. Yeah. Because that is one thing, you know, like you said, it's a default sound off. And then sometimes maybe I click on something, there's sound, and then I turn it off and no sound has come up. And then all of a sudden it's blaring. You're like, oh my gosh, there it is again. I'm very jumpy. So it kind of drives me crazy. But I do like this better than the auto swiping, which is the other thing that they're testing that we talked about on the show last time.
I want to control my swipes.
Yeah. If Adam Mosseri puts up one of his little broadcast polls about that and you see it,
let me know. Let him know.
Yeah. We'll like rally the troops to go vote. No. We don't want that one. So, well, it is important, obviously, to keep up with these changes. And we love you doing it here on the show. And also, you want to make sure not to miss out on your opportunity to grab your all access ticket for our social media marketing workshops that are going to be happening here soon. And you can get your all access ticket right now at socialmediaexaminer.com/WS for workshops, /WS23. Okay. socialmediaexaminer.com/WS23. Chelsea, where can we find out more about you?
Best place to find me is on Instagram. No surprise. I'm on all the socials with my name. It's chelsea.pites. And I would love to hear if you came from the show. I have lovely comments and DMs from people who have found me on your show. So I'd love to say hello.
Awesome. And she spells her last name P-E-I-T-Z for people that are listening to this. And if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, we've got two for you to check out, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, as well as the Web3 Business Podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you should be able to find it within a second or two. And until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.